Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and others met with Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard and his team at President Trump's threatened tariffs. Ebrard says even though they did not reach a deal today, he expects one will be reached soon.
We are optimistic because we have a good meeting with respectful position from both parts. We have the opportunity to share our point of view.
Both sides will meet again tomorrow. Nearly 133,000 people were apprehended at the border with Mexico last month, the highest monthly total in a dozen years. Immigration officials say more than 84,000 were adults and children, another 11,000 children traveling alone. President Trump has asked Congress for $4.5 billion to address the huge surge, but the House and Senate have yet to approve it. Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, is expected to sign a bill to grant Oregon's Electoral College votes in presidential elections to whoever wins the popular vote nationwide. 14 states plus the District of Columbia have already signed on to that pact. Defenders of the Electoral College say shifting to a popular vote tally would lead to presidential candidates concentrating their campaigns on states with the highest populations. A Columbus, Ohio doctor is charged with murder in the deaths of 25 hospital patients who, authorities say, were killed with deliberate overdoses of painkillers. In many of those cases, the drugs were administered by other medical workers on his orders. Police Chief Tom Quinlan says Dr. William Husel violated his oath.
This breach of a doctor's oath is vile and worthy of today's actions, and that begins the process of holding this accused killer criminally accountable.
Husel is the lone defendant in the deaths, which happened between 2015 and 2018. This is AP Radio News. An opioid maker agrees to pay $225 million to settle federal investigations. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department has announced opioid manufacturer Insys Therapeutics has agreed to pay $225 million to settle separate criminal and civil investigations. As part of the settlement, Insys enters into a five-year deferred prosecution agreement. The company's operating subsidiary also pleads guilty to five counts of mail fraud. Prosecutors allege Insys engaged in illegal conduct in marketing the powerful fentanyl spray Subsys, which is meant for cancer patients with severe pain. Last month, Insys founder John Kapoor and four other former executives were found guilty of racketeering conspiracy charges. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Carrie Underwood extends her run as the most decorated act in the history of the CMT Music Awards with her 19th win this evening. She captured Female Video of the Year for the song Love Wins. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.